It's Divas That Care Radio, stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Divas That Care. My name is Candace Gish. If this is your very first time tuning into the Divas That Care, a huge welcome. We are now in our 14th season, and we are listened to in over 30 countries around the world. And it is because of all of our amazing listeners, our tribe, our guests, everybody that's been a part of our journey for the last 14 years. All right, everyone, it is exciting. We're going to be welcoming a brand new diva to our family today. Her name is Carrie Higgins. Welcome to the program, Carrie.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited, and I appreciate you having me.
I'm so excited to get to know you. I actually, right before you and I got on the call today, I saw your website, and I went there, and I'm like, oh my goodness, those pictures were extraordinary of those homes. And I'm like, I love this. But before we kind of dive into that, Carrie, would you mind introducing yourself to our listeners today?
Sure. My name is Carrie Higgins. I'm in Boulder, Colorado. I have been here for over 20 years and just love this town. I love this state. I feel so fortunate for having lived here. And it's a crazy ride on how I ever got to Boulder, Colorado. But I can't ever imagine leaving at this point. So, I live here with my husband. We've got a couple dogs. And we feel so fortunate for living this life.
Well, it is absolutely beautiful. I'll be honest. I was envious as soon as I saw that. I'm like, where you live? I'm like, oh my gosh, I have been there. It is beautiful. And what an extraordinary thing. And to be able to help people find their dream homes, you know, because honestly, I would say anybody that moved there would obviously be looking for a dream home. And I think that's what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have so many people who move here from around the world, but certainly from around our country, and they all move here generally for the same reason, which is lifestyle. I mean, even people who are baby boomers and retiring are moving here for lifestyle. 28-year-olds are moving here for lifestyle, and everywhere in between. So it's really fun because more than likely the people I'm helping are so like-minded because of that's what's brought them and attracted them to this lifestyle. And so I definitely become friends with almost every single one of my clients. And I do consider myself lucky for having lived here, but also creating this career and creating a community that are also, I hate using the word again, but I'm going to have to, like-minded in our lifestyle. It's just a very healthy, outdoorsy, intelligent place to live.
Can I ask you how you got into this type of career?
Yeah, it's been a road. So I moved to Boulder when I was 24 years old, and I moved here for a corporate job. My boyfriend at the time. He had gone to school in Boulder, so we had visited a couple times. You know, in our young 20s, we were visiting his friends who still lived here. And I looked at him after the first trip, and I was 22 years old, and I said, I'm going to live there one day. 2 years later, I somehow convinced the GE Medical Systems, was the Fortune 50 company I was working for at the time. I somehow convinced them to create a position for me in, we called it Denver, Colorado, but I moved to Boulder, Colorado. And so I moved here for a corporate career, and that was in my, again, 24 years old. So I used that decade to really find a way through that corporate life and learn a ton, learn so much. As Boulder has it, it's the athleticism is contagious here. And when I was 29 years old, I started riding a bike, and I started racing a bike when I was 30 years old. And by the time I was 32 years old, I had quit my corporate career, and I was racing my bike professionally. So I, in the decade of my 30s, I call that my decade of being a professional athlete, which is usually backwards. That would normally be in your 20s. When I was 40 years old, I retired from being a professional athlete, and I got into real estate because my husband and I had been running a real estate investment firm the whole time I was racing my bike, and I was kind of doing the back end business side of that business while I traveled around the world racing my bike. So that's how I got into real estate. That was my introduction.
I've been doing it full time
for 7 years now.
Oh my gosh. And you have an amazing team. I saw like there's three women that have like you are a three person team, correct?
No, we actually have a total of 9 of us. So I've got a business partner, and then we've got 7 agents who work under us, work on our team. Yeah, so we're a medium-sized team, and it's just amazing. We are so lucky. We've got such a great group of women.
That is extraordinary. It's nice because you obviously are very like-minded. You keep on saying that, and I can see that, you know, being in a very athletic town, a very athletic, obviously, a group of women that are working together with the same philosophy, it must be really exciting.
Yeah, it's really fun. We work hard, play hard. Every single one of these women not only lead fun lives outside of work, but we actually have a ton of fun together. And we, believe me, the real estate world is a crazy one, and we work plenty of 60-hour weeks, and we're all exhausted and worn out and during the spring season, which is right now. But we have so much fun doing it together that it sometimes doesn't feel like work, even if we work a 12-hour day.
Oh, my gosh. That's extraordinary. So tell me, you know, we do have a lot of our listeners. Obviously, it's a global program. And if they're looking at relocating, so tell me a little bit about the process.
Yeah, the process to moving to Colorado and Boulder is unlike many others because, you know, we do, I explained earlier, we do work with people from around the world, and a lot of times we start the process online and virtually, especially during the pandemic. I was doing a lot of FaceTime videoing, viewing properties. So, you know, the process starts with just education, and I really love to be hands-on in that education piece. A lot of firms and professionals will just educate by emailing and, like, sending, here, look at these properties. Here, this is what I know about this neighborhood. But I love being hands-on. My process really begins with figuring out what their vision is. And the reason for moving to Boulder or the reason for changing houses. And from there, like, I really take part in that transition for them, whether it's if they're moving here to be an empty nester near their grandchildren and envision kind of an outdoorsy life, I'm going to show them all the trails. I'm going to show them where the bike paths are. I'm going to introduce them to the hiking group for 60-plus-year-olds. So for me, right, that is the number one way to start with the process, is understanding the reasons and really engaging hands-on fashion with introducing them to that lifestyle here. So, you know, and it might be different around the world in how we purchase houses, but beyond that, it's same for most of the United States. We see a bunch of houses, we write contracts, we negotiate, I love negotiating. Coming from a professional athlete background, I am slightly competitive, so that thrills me to be and win a negotiation. And yeah, and that's the basics of the process.
I think that's really cool. Is that area growing?
It's growing a lot. The Front Range of Colorado, which is Fort Collins, Boulder, Denver, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, we've seen outstanding amount of growth, both happening from an economic standpoint with the state. I think that the state has done a great job of attracting different sectors, whether it's oil and gas, whether it's tech, whether it's health, biotech. We're seeing a lot of biotech move here. The university systems attract a lot of people. So while Boulder has stayed, in terms of geography, it's stayed consistent. We are seeing a lot more people. So we're having a lot more areas convert to denser living. So Boulder has enclosed itself on purpose. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. So the city passed a tax in the 70s. It was the first city in the United States to do it. Passed a tax taxes the citizens a very small amount, but over the years, it's grown substantially in terms of the money that they're working with, taxes citizens to purchase the land surrounding the city. So if you look at Boulder on the map and you look at, there's a big green circle that surrounds the city, and that is owned by the county, okay? So it's called open space. And it will never be built on it, so the city can't sprawl, can't expand. I know, it was so smart, and many other cities do it now. But so Boulder, in terms of geography, will not sprawl. But it has gotten busier. When I moved here, we had about 94,000 people who lived in this town. And now full-time residents were about 115,000. But in general, in the Front Range, we've seen about an 18% growth rate over the last 5 years in terms of population, which is a huge number.
That is huge. I love that. So mm-hmm. does that mean that you find that there's more apartment buildings, there's more condominiums, things like that?
Well, we're not unlike many other places that are struggling to find more homes. And it means that, yes, we have built more apartments and condos. Single-family homes, you just can't create land. So we haven't built more of those. But the towns outside of the city of Boulder, which are still in the county of Boulder, have really grown. So Longmont has really grown. Lafayette has really grown. Erie has really grown. So there's other towns in Boulder County that have seen a substantial amount of growth because of
that. Oh, that's excellent. And so you guys work with
and they're more affordable.
Yeah.
Yes, well, we work with all the counties in Boulder, or all the towns in Boulder County.
Well, and I love that. And for anybody that's listening today, I recommend you really go and check out her website. And I want you to quickly give that to our listeners right now, if you don't mind, Carrie, because I want them to see how you are sharing this with everybody out there. Like, the photos that you put on your website alone are extraordinary, and it really brings you into it. And when the first time I looked at it, I was like, oh my goodness, it almost calls to my soul, to be honest. I could live there in a heartbeat, and I would be so happy just to be surrounded with the nature and the beauty. And I think a lot of people are craving that.
I know. I will share my website, but I want to tell you a story. This morning, we were prepping a home for photography, and this home sits on 1 acre, but it's surrounded by hundreds of acres of leased farmland. It's owned by the county, and they lease it to farmers for farming, but yet their home is 1 acre, and it has the most outstanding views. It's so peaceful and so quiet that I was thinking the same thing. I was like, man, these folks are so lucky to live here. We are so lucky to live here. And prepping that home for photography and telling the videographer what my vision is to create their to create a marketing piece really was so much fun. And yeah, so we post all of those on our website, all the photography, videography for each one of our homes that we're selling. And that website is HigginsKalushCollective.com, and that's HIGGINS. Kalush is KALUSH collective.com. And I would encourage, it is a fun place to daydream about housing because we are so fortunate that we live in such a beautiful place.
And I'll let you know, that's probably one of the best websites I've ever seen for how it's displayed and how it's
shared.
It was really inviting. And it really caught my attention. Like, I've had the opportunity over the years to see lots of different ones, but this one was the one that blew my mind. I absolutely loved it. So I just want to say that to you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate that. You know, real estate, there's lots of real estate websites out there, but we really try to portray a feeling and an emotion in selling our properties and in talking about our team in Boulder. So I appreciate that. I'm glad it captured your emotion.
It definitely did that. I love this. This is so much fun. I know that you have some things coming up now, but I just want to say, if our listeners want to get a hold of you, Carrie, I think it's really important. How else can they do that? How can they follow you? Because I imagine you've got some pretty amazing social media out there.
Yeah, we do. We have a great, you know, we have a Higgins Kalush Collective Instagram, which is wonderful. My personal Instagram, I love engaging with folks on, and that is at Boulder Homes, and Boulder being spelled like the town of Boulder, BOULDER, Boulder Homes. And I love engaging with people. I've met some of my clients, believe it or not, through Instagram over the years. And so, and I love seeing what other people are doing. I don't just talk about real estate. I don't just engage with other real estate professionals. That really, I converted years ago from having a very separate personal Instagram and then my Boulder Homes. And I was like, I'm the same person. I'm doing the same things. I don't mind talking about everything I'm doing. So I do share what I'm doing personally along with my real estate. So I would love it for people to engage with me there.
Oh, I think it's extraordinary because you do so much more than just your real estate. And I just want to kind of highlight that too. Tell us a little bit about the Olympic Development Cycling Team, because I love that. And this is just another part of you that's absolutely extraordinary.
Yeah, well, thank you. Like I've had a journey with cycling, and, you know, I never guessed that starting to race my bike at age 30, where it would take me, the adventures I would have, but also how it helped create who I am today on many different levels. And, you know, I had a quick ascent in the cycling world, and I was on the Olympic long team for the 2012 Olympics in London. And I stayed on the national team for years. And I helped coach the young junior national team when I retired. So, you know, it was just kind of who I was and how I wanted to give back. And I think that was because I had a different experience. I started the sport when I was older. And so I had a better perspective on the sport and what it meant to be engaged with athletes on a very personal level. So while I did do national team and traveled the world and went to many world championships and was on the Olympic long team for 2012, you know, I looked at it through a different lens than a lot of the younger athletes. So when I retired, I got involved with the Olympic Development Program and coaching some kids. And I also, you know, started a nonprofit called Break the Cycle that really started as using bikes as a way to help communities in Zambia rise out of poverty. And it's evolved in the 15 years that it's been in existence. But that's how it started, was because I loved bikes. And I wanted to see bikes do other things around the world besides just be for recreation for lucky Americans.
Oh, my gosh, Carrie. Like, mm-hmm. I just want to thank you so much for sharing just a bit about your journey. I think you're absolutely extraordinary. I would love for you to come back on the Divas to talk more about this. I would love to talk about your nonprofit. I would love to share with our listeners how you are making an impact in the world. So, again, please come back on the show. I know that would be a different topic altogether, and I really want to focus on that. But thank you just for sharing with us about your amazing business. One last thing. Would you mind giving maybe some of our women entrepreneurs out there, maybe sharing with them like a tip, something that they can, a little tidbit that they can take home with them today?
Yeah, you know, I will. And thank you so much. And before we jump off, Candace, I just want to say that now that we have all our technical difficulties figured out, I would love to come back on and chat with you about the nonprofit or anything else. But, you know, I would say I've been surrounded. Real estate is a ton of women, majority women in this industry, and we are all entrepreneurs, every single one of us. It doesn't matter if you do real estate, you know, one day a week as a side hustle, or like myself, you do it full time for 60 hours a week. Like we're entrepreneurs. And so I think the one thing I always advise when I'm talking to new entrepreneurs or ones that are feeling burnt out is to really prioritize sleep. And I mean that from my core. I learned that as a professional athlete, that you cannot function for a period of time without quality sleep. I now track my sleep with something called an Oura Ring. I mean, I track what my heart rate is. I track what my body temperature, my breathing rate, my HRV. I am obsessed with sleep. And I know that I do not function well as a business person if I have less than 7 hours of sleep and less than 20% deep sleep. So I could go into a big rabbit hole in talking about that, but I know it's hard. We're busy women. We are busy women, and it is so hard to make that a priority. But I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in your brain health and your energy. So, I mean, I know you're not hearing it from me. You're hearing it from everybody else in the world. But, gosh, when I prioritized it and started really tracking it and studying my own sleep patterns, it really made a difference in how I function in the world. So there you have it, ladies. Prioritize yourself. Prioritize sleep.
I love that tip. that's extraordinary. And we've had some people over the years, but it's so great for people to alliterate that. You know, I think it's so important to really say you need sleep, because a lot of us, you know, we think we can live on 4 to 5 hours and we can function properly the next day. And in reality, we can't, because we get ourselves burnt out and we don't function as well. So thank you so much for that brilliant tip today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. And again, I apologize to any listeners for the technical difficulties, but I would love to engage with all of you. So please reach out, ask me any questions.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much, Carrie. I've really enjoyed today. It has been my pleasure having you on, and we're going to have you back on again soon.
Wonderful. All righty. Take care.
Take care. And to all of our amazing listeners, thank you so much for tuning into us. I will be posting all of Carrie's information on our social media. I think it's really important for you to go check that out and to share it with as many people as you can. If you're looking at relocating to that amazing, beautiful county, I think that you should definitely check these pictures out. But also check her out on her Instagram and follow her and what she's doing. You're going to be inspired like I am. I haven't had the opportunity to get to know her too well, but I'm looking forward to getting to know this amazing woman in a lot of detail. So thank you again, Carrie. Thank you to all of our listeners. And please remember to do something kind. Until next time, everyone.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.